When most people think of zoos, they think of a place where they can go and observe animals from around the world without having to buy a plane ticket. Of course, this is true, but the zoo also plays a big role in rescuing and rehabilitating animals.
Hi, I'm Luke.
I'm Miles.
And we're your hosts, and today we would like to talk about that process. Makamai is a Hawaiian short-eared owl, or a pueo in Hawaiian, found with one eye damaged in the wild. Eyesight is everything for owls, and without full sight, it's nearly impossible to survive out in the wild. Makamai was first seen flying erratically through a neighborhood in Kauai. At first, Makamai was very wary of his keepers and was reluctant to let them get close to him. Like most animals born in the wild, he was unfamiliar with the life in captivity and the close proximity to humans.
Over the course of many years, Makamai began to trust his keepers. Slowly, but the trust between them grew. Unfortunately for Makamai, he may never be released back into the wild due to his eye injury. But for now, Makamai, like many others, will call Honolulu Zoo his home. Today, we have with us Sherry from the Honolulu Zoo. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Sherry, and I have been a bird keeper here at the Honolulu Zoo for 16 years. I primarily care for the Hawaiian birds, parrots, and any breeding that we do.
So, how did you bring Makamai to the zoo?
2016, Makamai was found flying erratically through a neighborhood on Kauai. Kauai Humane Society was able to capture him and found that he was fairly young, possibly just fledged nest, and that his right eye was damaged. Department Land of Natural Resources deemed him non-releasable because they found that he was blind in that right eye. They contacted the Honolulu Zoo asking if we would care for this handicapped pueo. And with special permits, we were able to bring him down.
Describe a typical day at the zoo for us.
On a typical day, I check my bird 3 times a day to make sure they aren't sick or injured. I feed each bird according to their specific species. And I maintain the landscaping inside the exhibits and outside. And if a bird needs medical attention, I capture and I restrain the bird so that our veterinarian can examine our bird safely.
There are so many stories of wild animals being accepted and helped. It's important that we help them. The goal of wildlife rehabilitation is to release animals back into the wild. But when they can't survive, they have no other choice but to be kept and cared for. Charles Lee is the educator for the Honolulu Zoo Society, the Honolulu Zoo nonprofit support and education team. He wrote an article about just how important conservation is. One line from his writing stuck out. It read, "Conservation is a community effort. Their mission statement includes 2 words in particular, malama, to care for, and ho'okipa, to host with compassion, to care and have compassion for all who enter the zoo, animals and humans alike."
If you would like to help their mission, please consider donating your time to community events and programs, or donating some money to the Aloha Aina Conservation Fund and other local conservation group and efforts. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed it and learned a thing or two about animal conservation. We couldn't have done this without the help of the Honolulu Zoo team. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.